From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Tensions over the conflict in Syria are expected to be high on the agenda today when President Obama and Russian leader Vladimir Putin hold their first face-to-face talks in about a year on the sidelines of the United Nations General Assembly. University of Denver Russia scholar Jonathan Edelman speaks with VOA about Mr. Putin's Syria plans.
It's not just that he's going to fight ISIS, and it's not just that he's going to, you know, keep Bashar Assad in power, both of which is important to him. But there's a third thing, which is that although he is going to be connecting with some of the Iranian militias, at the very same moment, Russia is still, although not a superpower like the United States, much more powerful than Iran is militarily, and therefore, this also can be seen subtly as an effort by Russia to, at the same moment they're working with Iran, to forestall Iran's bid for dominance in the Middle East.
Meantime, Iraq says it will share military intelligence and security information with Syria, Iran, and Russia to fight the Islamic State. No details of that new arrangement were made available. Authorities in eastern Afghanistan, hundreds of Islamic State militants staged a coordinated pre-dawn attack Sunday against key security outposts in the remote border region. Intensified Taliban summer fighting has already put pressure on Afghanistan's national security forces, though they have not prevented the insurgents from making any significant territorial gains. Dozens are reported dead, scores more wounded following 2 days of sectarian violence in the Central African Republic. Fighting broke out in the capital Bangui as Muslims attacked a Christian neighborhood after the body of a dead Muslim was left near a mosque. A nighttime curfew has been imposed. This is VOA News.